Servier to buy Edgewise Muscular Dystrophy Drug, reshaping rare disease strategy. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Servier agreed to acquire Edgewise Therapeutics and hashtag X27, muscular dystrophy business for up to $2.65 billion, with $1.55 billion upfront and $1.1 billion in milestone payments. Suvesantan, an oral muscle protection drug, is the centerpiece of the deal and is currently enrolled in pivotal trials for Becker muscular dystrophy and phase 2 trials for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The deal represents the most expensive rare neuromuscular asset to change hands in the first half of 2026, demonstrating European pharmaceutical companies and hashtag X27, aggressive efforts to close pipeline gaps with US counterparts. French pharma heavyweight Servier agreed Monday to acquire Edgewise Therapeutics muscular dystrophy business for up to $2.65 billion, making the oral muscle protection drug Suvesantan the most expensive rare neuromuscular asset to change hands in the first half of 2026 and signaling that European acquirers are moving aggressively to close the pipeline gap with their US counterparts. Servier will pay $1.55 billion upfront, with the remaining $1.1 billion contingent on clinical and regulatory milestones. Suvesantan, the deal centerpiece, is currently enrolled in a pivotal trial for Becker muscular dystrophy and a phase 2 trial for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The drug is designed to shield muscle tissue from the progressive damage that defines both conditions. As part of the transaction, Edgewise will exit the neuromuscular space entirely and redirect its internal resources toward cardiovascular drug development. Andrew Joseph, reporting for Stat News on June 1, 2026, broke the transaction details, noting that the deal encompasses the full muscular dystrophy business unit rather than a single asset licensing agreement, a structural choice that hands Servier complete commercial and development control over Suvesantan. The structure matters. At $1.55 billion cash upfront on a drug that has not yet completed its pivotal trial, Servier is paying a premium for optionality. If the Becker data read out positively and Suvesantan progresses through Duchenne, the blended value of $2.65 billion at full milestones would represent one of the richer neuromuscular precedents in recent memory. Investors who held Edgewise through the trial risk period have been rewarded. Edgewise, in turn, exits with a clean balance sheet and a focused cardiovascular mandate, which, for a mid-cap biotech, is a strategically coherent outcome. The architecture of the deal, upfront weight signals Servier's conviction the $1.55 billion upfront payment represents approximately 58.5% of the total deal value. That front-loading is a statement. When acquirers believe in a drug's near-term de-risking, they pay now and negotiate milestones for what they regard as probable, rather than speculative. Servier is effectively saying that Suvesantan's pivotal Becker readout is, in their scientific and commercial assessment, a matter of when, not if. The $1.1 billion in milestone payments, while substantial, is the deferred component. Terms of the milestone triggers were not disclosed in the publicly available source material beyond the aggregate figure. The split between clinical milestones, trial completion, regulatory submission, and commercial milestones, approval, sales thresholds, was not detailed in the source reporting. For private equity and institutional investors evaluating comparable transactions, the rare neuromuscular disease space has historically commanded high upfront ratios precisely because patient populations are small and definable, clinical endpoints are measurable, and regulatory pathways under orphan drug designations carry meaningful exclusivity protections. The economics of rare disease are well understood. Small patient populations paired with high per-patient pricing generate durable revenue streams that justify premium acquisition multiples. The $1.55 billion upfront payment on a pre-approval asset is the signal. Servier is not hedging. It is buying the outcome it expects. Suvesantan's clinical position, two shots at a rare disease market. Suvesantan's dual indication development path is a core element of the deal's valuation logic. Becker and Duchenne muscular dystrophies are distinct conditions within the same genetic family, both characterized by mutations in the dystrophin gene that lead to progressive muscle breakdown. Becker is generally less severe, with later onset, while Duchenne is the more aggressive form, typically affecting boys in early childhood. The drug's oral formulation is a commercial differentiator. Much of the current treatment landscape for Duchenne in particular involves intravenous or intramuscular administration, or gene therapy approaches that carry significant logistical and manufacturing complexity. An oral drug that demonstrably slows muscle deterioration would address a persistent unmet need in both patient communities. The pivotal Becker trial and the Phase 2 Duchenne trial represent two sequential value creation events for Servier post-close. A successful Becker readout establishes the drug's commercial foundation. A positive Duchenne signal, even at Phase 2, would expand the addressable market and generate a second regulatory dossier. Details on trial timelines and expected readout dates were not disclosed in the available source material. Edgewise's strategic pivot, cardiovascular focus as a deliberate choice. Edgewise's decision to monetize its neuromuscular franchise and concentrate on cardiovascular drugs reflects a pattern that has become common among midcap biotechs operating in multiple disease verticals simultaneously. Capital allocation discipline increasingly favors focus. Investors have rewarded single-focus biotechs with higher valuation multiples compared to diversified development shops carrying pipeline execution risk across unrelated therapeutic areas. The cardiovascular drug development market is competitive but deep. Large pharma continues to seek external innovation in heart failure, hypertension, and cardiomyopathy, areas where Edgewise may hold internal assets not covered by this transaction. With $1.55 billion in upfront proceeds flowing to Edgewise, the company enters its cardiovascular chapter with financing flexibility that few development stage biotechs carry. The strategic logic is clean: sell the mature rare disease asset at peak value, fund the next platform with the proceeds. What this signals for institutional investors watching Edgewise: the company is not retreating. It is reloading. The cardiovascular pipeline details were not disclosed in the available source material, but the capital now available positions Edgewise as a credible development partner or future acquisition target in that space. General Catalyst Summa Health Model, a parallel signal for healthcare capital. The same day Servier announced the Edgewise acquisition, Stat News reported separately on General Catalyst technology implementation progress at Summa Health, the Akron, Ohio safety net hospital it acquired in October 2025. The Summa transaction, a rare instance of a venture capital firm purchasing a hospital outright, has now begun deploying AI-driven patient communication tools across Northeast Ohio, including automated phone systems to guide patients through surgical preparation and post-discharge navigation. The parallel is instructive for institutional capital allocating across healthcare. Two very different transaction structures, a traditional pharma asset deal and a VC-led hospital acquisition, are both arriving at inflection points in June 2026. Servier is paying for proven clinical assets. General Catalyst, through its health assurance transformation company subsidiary, is paying for the right to use a live hospital system as a proving ground for portfolio company technologies, with the intent to replicate successful interventions across more than 24 partner health systems. Both models follow the same underlying logic: acquire control of a healthcare asset, deploy proprietary capability, and extract value through differentiated execution. The instruments differ. The investment thesis does not. The Plaquemine view: the market will read the Servier Edgewise transaction as a rare disease acquisition. It is. But the more important signal is structural. European pharma is competing for pre-approval U.S. biotech assets at prices that reflect genuine conviction about clinical outcomes, not financial engineering. Servier is a private French company, which means it operates without the quarterly earnings pressure that constrains publicly listed acquirers. That structure enables upfront payments of $1.55 billion on an asset that has not yet reported pivotal data. The implication for U.S. biotech founders and investors: private European strategics are now a serious acquirer class, and they are willing to pay for pipeline before de-risking. The second-order effect is what Plaquemine finds most investable. Edgewise now holds substantial cash and a focused cardiovascular mandate. The cardiovascular space is where the next wave of large pharma acquisitions is likely to concentrate, given the pipeline gaps left by patent expirations across major cardiovascular franchises. Edgewise, capitalized and focused, is a candidate for either a partnership or a full acquisition by a cardiovascular-focused strategic within the next 24 to 36 months. The Summa Health development thread adds a further dimension. Healthcare infrastructure assets are now targets for VC transformation plays, not just private equity buyout models. As AI-driven tools prove out and live clinical environments, the acquirers who control those proving grounds, General Catalyst, in this case, will hold a proprietary data advantage that no late entrant can replicate. That data moat, built inside a safety net hospital serving Northeast Ohio, will ultimately be worth more than the hospital itself. The intersection of clinical asset mergers and acquisitions and health technology deployment is not a coincidence. Capital is converging on healthcare from multiple vectors simultaneously. Institutional allocators who treat pharma mergers and acquisitions and health tech venture as separate buckets are misreading the market. The bottom line: Servier's $2.65 billion commitment to Sevasemten is the clearest signal yet that rare neuromuscular disease commands premium multiples even ahead of pivotal trial readouts. The $1.55 billion upfront component leaves no ambiguity about Servier's internal probability assessment. Edgewise, now a cardiovascular-focused company with a clean balance sheet, becomes a watchlist name for any institutional investor tracking strategic consolidation in heart disease. The forward-looking claim, Sevasemten's Becker muscular dystrophy pivotal readout is the single most important near-term binary for Servier's rare disease franchise. If that data is positive, the $2.65 billion deal price will look conservative in retrospect, and the milestone payments will flow. If the data disappoints, Servier absorbs a significant write-down on a private balance sheet. Edgewise, either way, will have already moved on. Healthcare mergers and acquisitions in 2026 is not slowing. It is accelerating, and European capital is arriving with conviction.